And that Charlotte Marquette Hospital has been in the news over the past couple of years, and you may have wondered who this hospital is named after. Well, you're going to have an absolutely clear idea as to why it's important to remember this name and why generations long after we are gone must remember this name. Widely known as the mother of black freedom in South Africa, a respected thinker and an early political campaigner for the plight of women in South Africa, her undeniable intellectual feminist and activist legacies are being celebrated and cemented more than a century ago. They have inspired a new puppetry and object theatre production, re-imaging nearly of the life and social impact of this iconic woman through a multiple medium of art, an apt way to remember her by. We speak to Dr. Asia Marnavec, puppeteer, theatre maker, director of the Centre of Humanities and Research at the University of the Western Cape. It's good to have you, Doctor.
Hi, Clarence. Good morning.
And welcome to Cape Talk. I know there's always
Thank you for having me.
I know there's always exciting things happening in your center, and I'm hoping for more such conversations into the future. So, Asia, when did you first encounter Charlotte Marquette, and what did you think of her societal contributions?
Yes. So, Clarence, I'm actually not the director of the Center for Humanities Research, but I am the convener of the puppetry platform that the Center for Humanities Research has launched, and that they have committed themselves to, which is quite a massive undertaking and a revolutionary one at that. And so the Center for Humanities Research has been for many years supporting the groundbreaking research of Dr. Tozama April, who has gone into the archive of Charlotte Marquette, because the archive of Charlotte Marquette is one that is dispersed, that not a lot of people know about. Her story is pretty much hidden in the annals of history. And so Tozama, who was an academic at the CHR, spent many years researching. She did her PhD on Marquette. And then the CHR, who are working in puppetry, in art forms, and bringing artists together with critical thinkers in really profound ways, decided to take a big leap and to bring Charlotte's story into form, into performance, and into puppetry. So it's a really groundbreaking initiative that is happening through our center.
So, Dr. Asia Marnavec, just tell us when you encountered the story of an amazing woman and how it impacted you personally.
Yeah, well, I mean, I first heard about Marquette myself. I mean, it's so interesting that so many people haven't heard about Marquette, or we've heard about places that are named after her, but we know nothing about her story. She was born 150 years ago. And her story is still so relevant and so absolutely necessary. But I actually heard Tozama presenting on Marquette and presenting a paper on Marquette. And all of those of us present, and it was postgraduate students, this all happened at the university. The university was bringing this into forums made up of artists, made up of academics, made up of people from all over. And the story was very inspiring. And so I work in the puppetry research platform there with some amazing puppeteers, the Ukwanda Puppet Company, who studied and trained with the Handspring Puppet Company. We've been working together for many years, making phenomenal puppets in Barrydale in South Africa, and they've made some amazing puppets. And so the dream was started with CHR saying, let us bring Marquette's story to life. And for me, to imagine an art form that could possibly in any way do justice to this phenomenal story, to Marquette and Marquette's humanity, I couldn't think of an art form more profound and more apt than puppetry.
So I think you must just illuminate that to us, because I know of the puppeteering work that you've done in Barrydale, and it's been an integral part of the Center of Humanities and Research at the University of the Western Cape. So tell us why you believe that puppets are an important medium to make use of.
Well, firstly, puppets are, they're such an ancient art form, and they have lived alongside humanity. They've been part of what we do since the beginning of time. And yet they're still a minor art form. They still aren't given as much space. We don't have any institutions that provide puppetry training. For me, myself, I had to apprentice to begin my puppetry and to go overseas to learn puppetry. So the fact that the CHR has made this commitment to this art form, and we pretty much are the only puppetry platform in a tertiary education institute on the continent. So the fact that they are seeing the value and worth of puppetry as an art form, because it is an art form that crosses so many boundaries and works on so many levels, and really deserves to be explored and promoted, and young people deserve to be able to see it and to be inspired by it.
So what got you interested in the puppet direction on this production, and who do you believe it will impact on most?
Yeah, well, it's a great honor to be part of this team and to be able to work with the Ukwanda Puppet Company's puppets. They have made the most exquisite wooden puppets, wooden rod puppets, designed by Luyanda Nogorulwana, who's the head designer. To be able to then step in and work with the vision of the puppets alongside Itumeleng Walehulere, who is our director, our magnanimous director on this production. Itumeleng has completely revisioned and interpreted the story of Mateke, but also with an amazing group of collaborators. Like Clarence, we've got a dream team working on this. Buhle and Gaba on the script, and Neo Muyanga as our musical director. So the whole team has come together to completely revision and to bring deep pathos and humanity to this very profound story.
Is it a production that the entire family can be part of?
I think that kids over the age of 12, I think it's appropriate. So sort of older children, because, you know, Charlotte, I think that it is appropriate for families, but some of the material is quite meaty, and the puppets are amazing. But I also think that children a little bit older, let's say 10 up, will really begin to appreciate the story. Although it is so visually rich, Kirsty Cummings and Patrick Curtis's set design and stuff is really beautiful. So, and the singing, of course, the singing is one of the highlights, the music on the production, because Charlotte Makteke was part of the African Jubilee Choir, so she was an artist herself. So, of course, we have a lot of beautiful music in the show.
So what will I leave with after witnessing this production, after experiencing it? What is it that you will leave me with?
I would like to, just the sense of inspiration. So Charlotte was a woman of the future. Even though it was 150 years ago, she was really leading the way. And for so many of us in the cast, it's been very inspirational to come to terms with the story. And I think our director as well would really, it's a story of passion and courage, but also the ability to see beyond ourselves, to see the future, and to be aware that our actions plant the seeds and lay the ground for what is to come and for the generations to come. So for me, it's that awareness, as Makweke said, this work is not for yourselves. And I think this is a very strong message at this time for all of us to carry forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 150 years ago, that must have been very brave and visionary for her to take the positions and be the activist that she was. Completely different time, of course. So when will we be able to see this production, and where?
So we are opening. We have a preview on the 6th of February, and the show opens on the 7th of February. Every night at 8 p.m., we have a couple of matinees, and one of the main matinees is on Saturday the 11th at 3 p.m. and again in the evening. So audiences can please go to web tickets to find out all that information.
So it's at web tickets. It's also at the Star Theatre, formerly the Fugard Theatre in Cape Town, from the 7th to the 11th. And I see the tickets are accessibly priced as well.
Absolutely. For us, the biggest thing is that South Africans, and hopefully further afield as well, we hope to be touring this production for many years to come, but that South Africans are able to come and see the production, and also that it's accessible for school-going learners as well.
I hope ultimately it's going to agitate for the activists in all of us to take shape, form, and, of course, come forward.
Absolutely.
I think we're going to rest it there. Thank you very much. We're talking about Charlotte Makeke's life reimagined in a theatre puppetry show. And as you heard, it's going down at the Star Theatre, District 6 Homecoming Centre, the 7th to the 11th of Feb. Tickets from 20 to 120 Rand. That's reasonable.